From the heights of Mount Hermon, the Lord Jesus looked down across the nation, knowing his disciples were soon to embark on the greatest mission of transformation the world has ever known. The Transfiguration reminds us that the final seat of authority resides in the courts of heaven. But Scripture also teaches us to pray for earthly seats of power, imperfect though they are.
In the tossing of the nations and the pride of earthly kingdoms, we confess that we have set up laws that challenge the decrees of heaven. Our guilt towers to the skies, and your judgment rests heavily upon us.
May lawmakers, politicians, and reporters catch the echo of your heart and reflect the principles of your love and justice. Exert and establish your will in Westminster, Brussels, and Strasbourg, and in all centres of power.
From the storehouses of heaven, we ask you to champion the plans of godly men and women as they seek to impact society for you. Unblock hearts, resolve deadlock situations, and release souls from oppression.
Power that is above every power, shine your light into the darkest places. Restrain evil's tyranny, thwart and rebuke ungodly plans, overthrow the reign of lies and terrors, and usher in the day of hope and truth.
Impart courage and resilience to all who suffer for their faith today. Protect and preserve both victims and their families. For all who are in confinement or enduring torture, the nearness of your presence and the supernatural resilience of body, soul, and mind.
For all who labour to see great wrongs put right and loved ones set free from spite and injustice, let your comfort and empowering draw very close, we pray.
For all who scour the rubbish tips for food, your daily manna, Lord. For those living with HIV and AIDS, and the widows and orphans.
That where the darkness is at its most intense, you will send the strongest strengthening, the care and comfort of a father's strength, and the tenderness of a mother's soothing. Inspire and guide them by your Spirit, with the knowledge of the Most High, the nearness of your love, and the friendship of your Son. Prosper your work today in Iran and Iraq, in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan and the Yemen, in Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, Liberia, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia and Somalia, and the heartlands of Pakistan and Bangladesh. Let people hear and receive the good news in all its fullness.
Ignite faith in many hearts and homes, and disciple those who respond to you. Keep the airways free in Jesus' name, and bless all who prepare and transmit broadcasts and the churches that form as a result of them.
Send the convicting and converting power of your Spirit, who knows no limit. Let souls snatched from mammon's grasp embrace the Saviour of the world. Jesus, bring many millions of souls to yourself in Russia. Restore the nation to be all that you envisaged it could be in the Redeemer. Shed your love abroad in the former nations of the Soviet Union, the Ukraine and Azerbaijan, Armenia, Georgia, Belarus, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and Tajikistan.
Send your convicting and converting Spirit to protect precious souls from crushing and despotic powers.
Touch 1,000,000,000 souls in China. Let the blood of the martyrs and the tears of your saints water this great work of your Spirit and propel the work of Christ forward in province after province.
Let your church spring forth in the midst of the millions who dwell in the Hindu heartlands of India and Sri Lanka. Bless all who seek to advance your kingdom there and raise a mighty harvest to your glory.
A across the boundless steppes of Mongolia and Central Asia, and the teeming millions of Southeast Asia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia. Let the power of your Spirit sweep more and more into your kingdom.
Spirit of love, strengthen all who are enduring the pressing vice of totalitarian regimes, that the faith of your children in Vietnam, North Korea, and Laos may not falter, but grow from week to week. Pour out your strength and help them rise above the pressures that unjust leaders and evil ruling spirits send to crush their souls.
Touch hearts and minds in Japan, Thailand, Cambodia, and troubled Burma. Establish your church in purity and holiness, and rescue lives from depravity and oppression.
Stoke revival fires in South and Central America, that millions may cherish the name of Jesus in sprawling shanty towns and crowded metropolis. Let praises resound to you in Spanish and Portuguese, in Mexico, Ecuador, Venezuela, Colombia, Guyana, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Peru and Paraguay, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador and Costa Rica.
Spirit of God, sweep through Australasia. Guide and inspire ministries in Australia and New Zealand to be on the cutting edge for you. Make them strong in faith, but compassionate of heart.
Bear aloft our island nations, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. Let your power flow from the north to meet the myriad streams you're raising up in the south. Bless all who are seeking to make you known in Scotland. Cause your fire to blaze again in the heart of that nation, and let your people embrace your full empowering.
We pray for the land of Wales, where the tide of prayer is rising. Bless the tens of thousands who are entreating your Spirit to come again to that parched but precious land.
Gospel of full salvation, take deeper root in Ireland's soil and soul. Strengthen and unite believers in their walk with you. Spirit of grace, overcome the constraints of sectarianism. Spirit of conviction, save the land from mammon's taint.
God of hope and truth, rescue England from her stubborn ways. Even as we reap the havoc we have sown, we cry out to you in these days of your Spirit's moving, that our hearts be opened wide to the life that is truly life.